Blog Talk Radio. Happy Monday night. It is almost summertime here in the Greater Toronto Area. It was a beautiful, sunny, muggy day. This is Neurodiversity Radio, and I am your host, Heather McCray. I am the world's first and only neurodiversity coach. Neuro of the brain, diversity difference, brain difference. I am a coach to different thinkers. I have a wonderful questionnaire that you can fill out on my website, which is processdifferently.com, which will let you know for you if you are neurodiverse. There's 10 questions, and if you answer any of them with anything other than never, then you're probably neurodiverse. Originally, the term neurodiversity was coined by Dr. Judy Singer as a way of redefining autism. And the ball was picked up by Dr. Thomas Armstrong, who has written several books on brain difference, etc. And my coaching practice is built around his 8 principles of neurodiversity. So if you want to learn more about that, you can check out my website, processdifferently.com. If you ever need to reach me, you can reach me at heather@processdifferently.com. I want to get started because I'm very, very excited to welcome Bonnie Gale, who is just an incredible woman. She is the co-creator of Sex Butter. And she has been she's been on quite a few of the shows on the Authentic You Radio Network because we are all such believers in her work. I think of her actually as a body whisperer for women. She's become synonymous with terms like women's empowerment and body liberation. And after creating Sex Butter, which is a blend of essential oils used to lubricate and enhance sexual pleasure that ultimately empowers and heals women and couples, Bonnie's mission came alive. And Bonnie's big quote is that when you love your body, when you love the body you're in, it will love you back. It really is an inside job. And you may be asking yourself, you know, what the hell does neurodiversity have to do with Sex Butter or women's sexuality? But I don't think there's anything more important for any woman, whatever way your body shows up in the world, whether you have, whether you're a curvy gal, whether you are skinny mini, whether you are large breasted, small breasted, whether you get along, whether you get around in a wheelchair, whether you get around in stilts, whether you have one leg, 3 legs, 5 heads, we're all women gals. And the only thing I will say before we get started is it is going to be an adult conversation. So if you have little ones, I'm going to suggest that you either put on headphones or, you know, this is really a conversation for us gals, so I'm going to suggest that we keep this with us adults. I can tell you, having grown up in a neurodiverse household, I'm 48, and, you know, had old school parents where there was lots of fear, shame, and guilt, and on top of which there was addiction in the household I grew up in. And there's lots of research about the connection between ADHD and addiction, because a lot of people that are neurodiverse, when they don't realize that's what's going on, they tend to abuse substances to help them cope with thoughts and feelings, etc. And, you know, the 3 things that go along with growing up in an alcoholic household or any household where there's addiction are fear, shame, and guilt. And so, you know, your relationship to your body, and those of you who have survived it know, is non-existent, because when you're abused as a child, you check out of your body and you live up in your head to survive. And so part of my neurodiverse journey has been to be able to reclaim my sensuality and my sexuality. I didn't come out as a gay woman until I was 35. And so it's been very, very important to me to really honor myself as a goddess on a creator goddess path, and to support other women who are also doing work that is supportive and healing to women. So what I'd like to do is bring Bonnie on and let's get started. How are you doing, Bonnie?
I'm great. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you were able to come on the show.
Thank you so much.
So talk to me.
Tell me, I want to tell you, I really relate to you a lot because I'm 48 years old, and I came from a family that was, like, very traditional also. And, you know, my family is not in alignment with the work that I'm doing today. And I feel that, you know, working on healing women and healing the planet is the most important thing. And if my family doesn't like it, you know what, that's their issue. It's not mine. So I, you know, agree with you that it's time for women to really come out and show what they have and really help each other and collaborate together. And one of the reasons that I'm doing what I'm doing today is because women are hurting, they're in pain, they feel badly about it, they feel shame, they feel guilt, and I'm here to tell them that, you know what, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. It really doesn't.
Bonnie, I could not agree with you more. And the hardest thing for me in my 20s after my mother died of cancer, I mean, I grew up with a woman who had terminal illness literally my entire childhood. Excuse me. So I had absolutely no sense of normal, happy, playful, sensual, functional woman. I mean, my mother was a lovely woman, but she was ill all the time. And so in my 20s, I mean, I had absolutely no sense of any of what you're talking about. And was so shut down. And you know, like you, you know, when I came out, I had to come out to my dad in a very open setting, kind of whispering in his ear because it was the only safe way to do it so that he couldn't say anything. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, and so I understand what you're saying about your family not being in alignment with what you're doing. And I could not be a bigger fan of what you do because, you know, for gals like us, especially women our age, I think that anything that we can do to heal that gap between our brains and our minds and our hearts and our vaginas and you know, and our uteruses and getting everything connected and, you know, you can look at it as a chakra thing or whatever, but I think it's essential in order for us to be grounded.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's where, okay, so that's where the whole idea of body liberation came from. And what happened to me was, last year and for about a year before that, I basically have been talking to women about sex. And as I've been talking to women about sex, because of this healing product that I co-created with my business partner, who's in her 60s, and, you know, neither of us are like what you would call like porn star-like or racy in that way. Like we're both like real women who really want to work on healing and really allow ourselves to live in the most pleasurable, sensual lifestyle that we can. And, you know, from talking to women about this issue who were like literally putting their heads down and turning their heads away and walking away, that's where my whole body liberation came from. It's like, okay, how can I talk to these women and how can they look up to me instead of looking away and walking away? And so what I did a lot of research and I realized that a big part of the problem is that women today hate themselves, they hate their bodies, they don't appreciate things about themselves, and so they feed themselves these negative messages, and a lot of the negative messages are causing them to feel incomplete, unhappy, in like this hole that they can't dig themselves out of and causing all kinds of things like, you know, compulsive overeating and binging and purging and things like that. And that really, that's why I say it's an inside job and we really do need to love the bodies that we're in so that they can love us back, is because when we are feeding ourselves all of these negative messages, then our bodies close up a little bit each time and eventually we become totally shut down and we are not able to take in all the good things in life that we deserve to have. We're not able to express ourselves. We're not able to really share the gifts that we came here to share. And, you know, and that basically kind of closes us off and shuts us down to living. And I'm not talking about breathing. I'm talking about enjoying our lives and really having fulfilling lives.
I could not agree with you more. And it's funny, Bonnie, because it's funny because I kind of think of you as a you know, instead of the Avon lady, you're like the Aphrodite lady. you know, because a lot of people have a very masculine, and I mean culturally masculine, not man masculine, idea about sex and sensuality and sexuality, and you know, all the stuff that we're bombarded with magazines and all that other stuff has absolutely nothing to do with what our conversation is tonight. Because, you know, people even have a misconception about the goddess Aphrodite, because really the deepest sense of love that you can have is your sense of self-acceptance and your connection with the divine. And what a lot of people, a lot of women do not understand is that we experience our spirituality in our bodies.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I'm clairsentient and clairvoyant and all that other stuff, but when I know something's going on, I actually physically feel it in my gut. I have a sensation in my gut, and I experience things in my heart. And you know, 5 years ago, I didn't know that. You know, and all of the work that I've done on my stuff has helped me get more grounded and more centered in my body. And the more grounded and centered I am, the more open I am to everything that's out there. You know, and it's so sad to me that so many women who are allowing themselves to be trapped by all that shame and stuff don't realize that sexuality is a sacred thing. It has nothing to do with, you know, Catholic dogma or any kind of religious uptight dogma. I mean, sex is supposed to be a natural, you know, offshoot of who we are.
Right. And listen, well, when you hear these statistics, it's kind of staggering, because 80 to 90% of women, like, literally hate their bodies, hate themselves. And it's something like 97 to 98% of women hate at least something about themselves. So basically, like, 2% of the population that are female think that they're beautiful. And there are statistics out there for men as well. They're not as great. However, it is a male issue also. And I do work with male and female clients. And I found that there's a big difference when you work with both. However, the issues are really the same. It's just about how they see it. Women close up and shut down their bodies so that they don't feel, and because men are not such feeling creatures, they're not so emotional in the same way, they don't close themselves and shut themselves down in the same ways. However, they do feel the pain.
Yeah, I mean, usually with men, the only time that they really, really shut down is if they've experienced intense abuse, either physical or sexual, mm-hmm. and then they'll be, you know, really, really cut off. But I agree with you. I mean, it's so hard, though, to make that leap from when you really get how shut down you are and you know that you've got to open up, but you don't know how. So what do you tell women that are actually brave enough not to turn away finally when you start talking to them, that are, you know, able to listen even for a minute, even if their faces are getting red?
Well, the biggest thing is release work. And, you know, and I'm actually starting to call it that now, because that's really what I teach them how to do. I teach them how to release the negativity and to bring in new messages and to really focus on those messages. You know, it's like reinfusing things into your brain that are positive things instead of negative things, because I understand that people are not always happy with themselves. And you know what? I don't have any issue with people wanting to make changes. We just want to make those changes in positive, healthy ways. And, you know, one of those things is connecting back to our sensuality. So even, you know, I can, you know, totally agree with and understand, you know, being brought up where you felt like very masculine and you were in your mm-hmm. masculine energy. I grew up being a tomboy. I was not always yeah. this person. And I just kind of want to give you like one example of a huge difference that happened to me that I just noticed literally last Friday that really kind of like rocked my world, because this is like the difference between being sensually connected in your body and not, okay?
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with sex. So,
right. So
this is a good one. So I grew up being very masculine, very shy. If I went to a party or a club where people were dancing, I would always kind of back my way into a corner or against a wall somewhere so that I could watch everybody and be the observer. I would never mm-hmm. approach anybody, and I would never initiate a conversation with anybody ever. That's who I was until 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I really started using the sex butter every day. Not even for sex. I would use it topically on my body. I would start rubbing it on the areas of my body that were pain points. And for me, that happened to have been my thighs at the time. And so I would literally rub the butter topically on my thighs, massage it in, telling my thighs how much I loved them and how much I appreciated them for carrying me through the days, every day that they did, and for really getting me to all the places that I wanted to go. And I started doing that every day for about a month. And pretty soon I started opening up more. I started talking to people about sex and sexuality, and I started approaching people, which was like shocking for me, okay, doing this.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, it was always women, but you know what, as a couple months went on, then I would start talking to men about the same thing. I wouldn't approach them in the same way because I didn't want them to think I was hitting on them. However, I definitely would approach people, and I became less and less shy as things went on. So about 3.5 months ago, I barely drink alcohol, but about 3.5 months ago, I had one martini somewhere, and I decided that alcohol was not going to be in my life anymore, except for sake on the rare occasion, because I didn't want to have a hangover because I had one drink. So last Friday night, I, for the first time in my life, went to a club. It was an 80s music playing, and I knew somebody who was playing in the band, and I got invited, and I was with my girlfriend. And she and I, she was actually the first person to get up and start dancing, and I was person number two. And we started talking to everybody. I had no alcohol in my system. I was out there talking to everybody, feeling totally comfortable with myself, dancing around with people I didn't know, even like hip knocking and all kinds of stuff. And you know what? That is just a little example of the difference between feeling connected and happy in your body and loving your body and being, you know, one of those people that is not connected at all.
I just think that's such a lovely example, and there's so many of us that can relate to what you said. I mean, I was never a very, I mean, I danced like a white girl. I'll just say it like that because it's true. I danced like a white girl.
Me too.
But, you know, and I'm with you in the tomboy thing. I mean, I wore skirts when I was younger, just because I grew up in a conservative household and certain things were expected and blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't really until I became an initiate in the Modern Mystery School that I started wearing skirts and dresses and stuff to as an energy flow thing. And now I just really, you know, as part of, you know, what you've been talking about, as part of me reclaiming that part of me that was so shut down and shamed away and all that other stuff, I'm just as likely to wear a skirt as I am pants, depending on what's practical. But now, you know, in terms of the dance thing, I don't care. I'll just get out and dance if I like the song, and if I look silly, I don't care. And that's exactly what I was doing.
Exactly. And I just had fun with it. And it was fun.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, imagine that, being able to move your body and actually have fun. One of my dreams to help me get over, you know, a lot of stuff around my hips is to actually take a belly dancing class.
Oh, that's fabulous. Belly dancing, burlesque is good. No, and I think that that's awesome, you know, and there's like a lot of hip sway things. I actually am in the process right now of taking like a sensual, like a course. This was just for me. It wasn't for work, you know, where I just wanted to learn about the six petals of sexuality, of like your sexual energy and, you know, and learning how to flirt differently. And so I've been practicing all these things, and it has been so fun. I cannot even tell you, so fun. Amazingly fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that people don't realize when, I'm not talking about people out there. I'm speaking as one of them. When you're first having to look at your shame issues around your body, you just think that you will never, ever, ever, ever get to the other side of it. But once you do the work that's required, and sometimes, You know, I mean, it's not like in, you know, before where you'd need a million years and a million hours of therapy. Now it's really just about acknowledging energy that needs to be shifted out and just being willing to let it go. And one of the things that I learned from my friend John Evans, who does an amazing meditation in L.A. on Thursday nights, is that it, you know, through doing his work with Kuan Yin, there are really three levels of forgiveness. It's forgiving your abuser,
mm-hmm.
and it's also forgiving yourself for buying into what they said.
Mm.
And then that third level is just having compassion for yourself. And once you can actually do those things, you know, you don't have to forget what happened, but if you can forgive
right.
yourself and forgive them, I mean, I can tell you, for me personally, I am more comfortable. I mean, the fact that you're on this show and we're having this conversation, 15 years ago, Bonnie, it would never have happened. Never, never, never.
Well, I could tell you from my end, it wouldn't have happened either, because I had no concept of even being involved in anything like this or doing anything like this. You know, I thought that when my eating disorder, you know, when I had it at bay, you know, when I was like 37 years old and I'm 48 right now, I thought that that was like the end of that. Like I just thought, you know, it's about maintaining myself, and there's daily practices and things that I do for myself every day, you know, to really love my body, because I came from a very horrible place of hating my body and literally almost dying 20 years ago. I almost choked to death from my eating disorder, trying to attain a thinness that was so ridiculous. It was beyond belief. And I actually honestly am thinner today, not practicing any eating disorders and being a totally healthy person. I'm like 20 pounds thinner than I was 20 years ago. So,
because you're happy, right? Because you're happy.
Exactly. And because I love my body and I take care of it. I do things that are healthy for it. You know, I give it exercise. I give it good, clean food. I give it real food. I don't eat processed stuff. And I really give it the messages that, you know, it's like the most favorite part of me that, you know, ever, and I love it, and I'm so proud of it. And that's a huge change from where I came from.
That's a huge change, especially if you're someone who's struggled. I mean, of all of the addictions that there are, disordered eating is the most, to me, the most self-inflicting, and I'm saying that out of reverence for what you shared, not because I'm judging you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the ice cream eater. That's my.
Yeah, but you know, I started out that way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just went on this path where, you know, first I was running. I was a runner, and I was competing,
yeah.
so I could eat whatever I wanted, and it didn't matter. And I
sure.
always stayed the same weight because I was running 10 miles a day, so it didn't matter.
Wow.
When
That's
I
great.
Got injured, after the fifth time of getting injured, and they basically said to me, "Your running career is over." You know, I went into grief because that was a death for me. That was loss.
For
and,
runner, yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a stalker after me who was, like, saying all these sexual things to me. And then literally a year later, I got date raped. So those three things,
funny,
I know what caused what was, you know, something that at the time I thought was, like, how, you know, why me? And today I understand
sure.
it. Today I understand that I came here to go through all those things so that I could help other women and men.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. That's why I was posting on Facebook and stuff that I kind of think of you as the body whisperer for women.
I love that, that you said that, by the way. I love that. I may have to ask you if I can use that. I love that.
Oh, just go ahead, take it. Take it, because I say that with reverence towards you, because, you know, I get choked up when I think about all of the things that we do to ourselves because we think that we're not enough, you know, whether it's our, and every woman, I think, at some point is in relationship with disordered eating, you know, to salve a wound or, you know, or something more self-inflicted when, you know, with bulimia and anorexia and stuff, and it's all just negative ego, and it's all just buying into lies that we were told. Especially, I mean, I keep thinking about women our age And I don't mean that I don't know, I don't mean that I don't believe that younger girls are going through that too, because we all do, we're women. And I believe more and more strongly, Bonnie, that as the, you know, the shift has been taking place in our consciousness and, you know, more goddess energy is flowing around, you know, I really, really, with all my heart, believe that what you're doing is in alignment with the energy of Aphrodite and just really empowering all of us to just really, you know, look in the mirror and just give ourselves a big kiss and to say, it's okay. You know, this is the, you know, that's the part, that's the piece about neurodiversity that's so important to me is that every woman, every one of us, me included, I smile at myself in the mirror every single day because I make a point of it. I mean, I have rituals and prayers and stuff that I learned through the Modern Mystery School, some of which I do in the mirror, because what they do is they get your ego out of the way, you know, and to be able to look at my, and I agree with you, I get choked up a little bit sometimes because I think about everything that I've been through on my journey that's brought me to this place right now, and my body has been there for me even when I didn't want it to be. You know, I mean, I reached a point where I was, you know, pretty suicidal too after my mother died when I was 20. But I, you know, I hung in there, and my body was there for me. And you know, I love my body. I love my breasts. I love that I'm curvy. I love my body, and it's taken me a long, long time to say that. And I'm so, so grateful for you and for the work that you do, because I know that, that there are so many women who are going to find you, who are going to surprise themselves by saying, holy crap, you know, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but okay, you know, and I would encourage any woman, you know, if you feel the least bit ready to just take that little tiny step, you know, look in the mirror, look at your body, look at yourself with love.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's, I have a really good tip to give to your listeners, Heather, because.
Yeah, please. You know, we've got about 6 minutes left, and I want to make sure we get all the good stuff in there for you.
Okay, so really quick. Is to write 3 notes to yourself, and each note just says, I love you, you are beautiful, I love you. And you literally put 1 note on the door before you leave in the morning, 1 note on your mirror that you get ready in front of, and 1 note on your refrigerator. And each time you see those notes, to literally say them out loud to yourself. I cannot tell you how many women have started crying when I've asked them to do that.
I was getting choked up when you said that. I think that's beautiful. I think that's really beautiful. Now, Bonnie, can you give everybody your contact information and all that stuff, please?
Sure. Okay, so our website for our Sex Butter is www.sexbutter.net. And my Body Liberator website, which is for all of the body issues and, you know, to talk to me directly, is bodyliberator.net. LIBERATOR.com.
Excellent. Do you have an email address? Do you like people to email you, or do they do that directly through your website?
Sure, they can email me at bodyliberator@gmail.com.
That's fantastic. Now, Bonnie, you know I love you, and is there anything that you want to tell folks before we wrap up tonight?
I just want to tell people that, you know, everybody with all their uniqueness came here to be somebody very special. That special person can be to one person, it can be to many people. It doesn't matter what it is. The truth of the matter is, it's all about what you want to do to feed and nurture yourself so that all of those gifts that you have inside of you can be shared with the world. And you came here to be something special, so let's get started.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much for being with us tonight, Bonnie. I love you, and I trust that you'll come back soon.
Thank you so much.
And be on the show.
Have a great evening.
Thanks, you too. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Monday night at 8 p.m. Have a lovely week. Love and light to you.